Welcome to another deep dive with us. Today we're going to be talking about something that's super important to project success, Hertzberg's two-factor theory.
It's a classic.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we got an interesting article from the Reich blog about it, and it really dives into how it applies to project management, which I think is great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we're going to be kind of breaking down this theory, giving you all the key takeaways, and of course, you know, some interesting details and examples.
For sure.
So you can actually, you know, apply this stuff to your own work.
Yeah, you know, this theory is so fascinating to me because it goes beyond just like, you know, are people happy or not?
Right.
It really digs into like the underlying factors that drive behavior,
both
the positive and the negative.
Yeah.
And, you know, understanding those nuances can really change how you approach project management.
Absolutely. And, you know, the article brought up a really interesting point that over 30% of projects fail because of, you know, poorly trained project managers, which
yeah.
is
wow.
Yeah, kind of a big number when you think about it.
It is.
And then they also said that something like 86% of executives blame ineffective teamwork for project failure.
Yeah, makes sense.
So clearly having a motivated team that works well together.
Absolutely.
Is like the cornerstone of, you know, a successful project.
Yeah, for sure. And that's where Hertzberg's theory really comes in. It says there are these two sets of factors that influence how people behave at work. We've got the hygiene factors and the motivators.
Okay, let's start with the hygiene factors.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've heard of this before, but like, what are they really?
Yeah, so these are like the basic needs, right? Think of it as the foundation. We're talking about salary, benefits, job security.
Okay.
Having a safe and comfortable place to work, clear company policies, a good relationship with your manager.
Right, so like the things you kind of expect to have.
Exactly. And the article made a great analogy with the plumbing in a house. Like when it's working, you don't even think about it. But boy, if there's a leak, it's all you can focus on.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
So when these hygiene factors are missing or they're not good enough, people get really dissatisfied and demotivated. It can really mess things up.
So that's kind of like the bare minimum, right? Like just having these doesn't mean you've got a super motivated team.
Exactly. You're preventing problems, but you're not necessarily inspiring people to go above and beyond.
Okay, I see. So like it's important, but it's not the whole picture. So then what about those motivators?
That's where the real magic happens, right? These are the things that light people up, make them feel excited about their work, and actually make them want to excel.
Okay, so give me some examples.
So the article talks about a sense of achievement, being recognized for your good work, opportunities for advancement, having tasks that are challenging and engaging, the chance to be creative, and the freedom to make decisions.
So it's like those things that make you feel good about your work and like you're actually making a difference.
Exactly. It taps into those intrinsic motivators that make us want to learn, grow, and really contribute. And when you combine good hygiene factors with strong motivators, that's when you start seeing amazing results.
Awesome. So we've kind of got the foundation now. But how do we actually use this theory in project management?
Right. So the article gives a great example. Let's say you have a team member who's not pulling their weight. They're missing deadlines, ignoring processes, just not engaged.
Right, like you see that sometimes.
Happens all the time. And instead of just assuming they're lazy or incompetent, Hertzberg's theory helps us dig deeper. We ask, are any hygiene factors missing? Do they feel undervalued, insecure, or like they're in a hostile environment?
So you're trying to pinpoint the root of the issue.
Exactly. But at the same time, we also got to ask, what about the motivators? Are they not challenged enough? Do they feel like there's no room for growth? Are they not being recognized for their efforts?
Okay, so you're looking at both sides of the coin.
Yeah, because addressing both those areas is crucial to getting them back on track. By figuring out what's really going on and tailoring your approach to their individual needs, you can get them re-engaged and productive.
That's a really good point. It's like being proactive and understanding the individual instead of just slapping on a Band-Aid solution.
Absolutely. And the article goes on to say that applying Hertzberg's theory can really help you identify what motivates your team members, spot potential problems, and create a work environment that empowers people and leads to greater project success.
I love that. So it's not just about fixing problems. It's about creating a system where people thrive and projects succeed.
Exactly. And, you know, before we move on to how to actually put this theory into practice, is there anything else about the core concepts that you'd like to touch on?
Yeah, it's just important to remember that this is a framework, not a rigid set of rules.
Yeah.
What motivates one person might not motivate another. You got to be adaptable, listen to your team, and create a culture of open communication. That's key. I love that. So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's about understanding your team and being flexible.
Exactly. So now that we've laid that groundwork, let's talk about how to actually use this theory in project management. The article lays out this 6-step process.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's pretty helpful for like boosting team motivation and getting those projects across the finish line. So the first step is all about identifying the motivators for your team, like what really gets them going.
So it's about understanding what makes each person tick. Like, yeah. What are their individual motivators?
Yeah, exactly. You got to figure out what makes them feel valued and engaged. And it goes beyond just guessing. You know, the article talks about using questionnaires, surveys, polls.
Oh, okay.
Even those good old-fashioned one-on-one conversations.
Yeah, for sure.
Just really listening to your team, understanding their needs and aspirations.
It sounds like it's important to create a space where they feel comfortable sharing their honest thoughts.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, absolutely. Transparency and trust are key. You want everyone feeling heard and valued. And once you have a good grasp of what motivates your team, then you can move on to step two, which is addressing those hygiene factors. You know, making sure those basic needs are met.
Right. Tackling those potential leaks in the plumbing, so to speak.
Exactly. You're being proactive and preventing problems before they even start. That might mean reviewing salaries and benefits, making sure the work environment is safe and comfortable, you know, double checking those company policies, and encouraging a good relationship between team members and their supervisors.
It's about building that solid foundation.
Yeah. Right? When people feel secure and respected, they can actually focus on the work.
Exactly.
And once you've got those hygiene factors squared away, you move on to step three, measurement.
Okay, so like tracking how things are going.
Yeah.
Making sure your efforts are actually having a positive impact.
You got it. You need to figure out how you're going to gauge employee satisfaction. Are you going to use surveys, performance reviews, focus groups, maybe a combination?
Yeah, probably depends on the team.
Exactly. You got to find what works best for your specific situation. The goal is to have a system that gives you valuable insights into how your team is feeling.
So you can actually see if you're moving in the right direction.
Right. It's all about being data-driven and making informed decisions. Mm. And then step four is all about alignment. Yeah. It's about making sure everyone feels like they belong, like their contributions matter, like they're part of something bigger than themselves.
Okay, so celebrating successes, giving credit where it's due.
You got it. Making sure everyone feels appreciated. And also communicating those big picture goals, showing how each person's work fits into the overall vision.
Oh, that's a good point, because if you can connect those individual efforts to something larger.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. It boosts morale and motivation big time.
For sure. So then what's next?
Step five. Clarity. This is where you really lay things out clearly. You define the project goals, each team member's role and responsibilities, the expectations, the deadlines.
So everyone knows what they're working towards.
Exactly. No confusion, no surprises, just a clear path forward. That reduces stress, prevents conflicts, and keeps the project on track.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And then the final step, step six, is all about aligning those motivators with the project goals.
So it's not just about making people happy. It's about making sure their happiness is driving the project forward.
Yeah. You got to be strategic about it. So, for example, if someone's motivated by achievement, maybe give them a challenging task where they can really shine and contribute something significant. It's about finding that sweet spot where individual passions and project goals come together.
That's awesome. So everyone wins.
Exactly. And the article mentioned that using a cloud-based project management tool like Wrike can really help with all this.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they have features for goal setting, progress tracking, feedback, collaboration, all that good stuff.
So they kind of help streamline the process.
Right. They can make communication easier, boost transparency, and give you valuable insights into how things are going. Now, of course, like any theory, Hertzberg's isn't perfect. There are some potential challenges, the article points out.
That makes sense. No theory is a magic bullet.
For sure. One thing they mention is that satisfaction doesn't always equal productivity. You know, just because someone says they're happy doesn't mean they're actually performing well or contributing to the project's goals.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. So you got to be careful with that. You want people to be happy, of course, but you also need to make sure their efforts are aligned with the project objectives.
So it's about finding that balance, right?
Yeah.
Between happiness and effectiveness.
Exactly. And another challenge the article brings up is that managers and teams might disagree about what actually counts as a motivator.
Yeah.
You know, what one person finds inspiring might not do it for another.
That's true.
So again, it comes back to communication, listening, and being willing to adapt.
Yeah. And it's important to remember that motivation isn't static.
what works today might not work 6 months from now.
Oh, for sure.
People change their priority shift, and you got to stay on top of that.
Yeah, you can't just assume that what worked once will always work.
Exactly. So those regular check-ins, feedback sessions, open dialogues, those are super important.
Okay.
They help you stay in tune with your team and make sure your efforts are still hitting the mark.
So it's like ongoing maintenance?
Pretty much. You know, Herzberg's theory, it's a great tool, but it's not magic.
Right.
It takes effort and understanding and a genuine commitment to creating a positive work environment.
This has been so insightful. I feel like we've really gone deep into this theory.
Yeah, it's been great.
You know, we talked about those hygiene factors and motivators and how to actually apply them, project management, and,
right.
You know, just the importance of being adaptable.
For sure.
And really understanding your team.
Absolutely.
So before we wrap up, is there anything else you want to leave our listener with? Like a final piece of advice?
I'd say take some time to think about your own projects through this lens. Like, what hygiene factors do you already have in place?
Okay.
Are there any areas that need work? What motivates your team? How can you align those motivators with your project goals?
Right.
Remember, a motivated team is a successful team.
Yeah.
By using these principles, you can achieve amazing things.
I love that. It's about taking action, making a difference, and creating a work environment where everyone feels valued and inspired.
Exact.
And hey, if you're looking for tools to help you with all this,
uh-huh.
definitely check out those project management platforms like Wrike.
Yeah, they're great.
They have all those features that can really make a difference.
For sure.
Awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the Deep Dive.
Thanks for having me.
And to our listener, thanks for joining us on this exploration of motivation. We hope you found it valuable and insightful. And remember, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep.